Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're done. You're absolutely done for the week.
I am indeed. Thanks to Jonah Carey, Andrew Zimmern, Charlie Rumeliotis. There were our guests today. Thanks to everybody who participated in our Odd Eats segment.
Y'all.
I don't know why it is that when we're not talking sports, our callers get smart.
I could see that.
Could be anything.
I could see that happening.
You know, also,
there's less judgment.
No, for whatever reason, maybe it just people wouldn't otherwise call her, or maybe talking sports makes people dumber.
Including us.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That absolutely
I'm not exempting
happens.
Us.
Yeah.
I'm not
absolutely.
Exempting us.
I'm glad
me.
It went well, though.
Yeah.
What was the best or the oddest thing that someone consumed?
There was a guy who had been to a Morimoto restaurant in Philly and ate a bowl of live eels.
Live, tiny, noodly-looking eels that were swimming in sake.
Soy and sake,
eels.
Yeah.
The shrieking eels!
Yeah. Rodents of unusual size.
Okay. That's aggressive.
I don't know that I could do that one. I don't know if I could do that one.
I don't think so. If it was fried, if it was dead and deep fried.
Pretty much anything fried,
that's
right?
What I'm saying.
Those are the boxes you check? Dead, deep fried.
I don't know if I've ever ate anything that was alive at the time that I ate it. Where like my first bite killed it. Like an insect or anything like that?
Yeah, I've did it all the time with insects.
Yeah, I've never
had it in your mouth and chew it up.
Ugh.
Shoot, I don't think I've done that either.
Yeah, I've never killed anything with a bite.
I probably would eat an insect. So as
that was alive?
Yeah, I probably would do that, but I'd much rather have one roasted up with a little salt and lemon.
I did.
Yeah, me too.
I did it on the air with cicadas when Terry and I were at Cork and Carey in Beverly during the cicada.
Were they served to you?
No. Somebody
caught them out of the air with
Terry
his mouth.
He dared me, and he's like, what do you mean? I said, yeah, you bring me a cicada, I'll eat it. They're good. Because like, they're really good.
How did you... Does everybody know that cicadas are good? Is that common knowledge?
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody knows.
When they come around, everybody comes out with recipes. And the
really?
Cooks on TV shows are frying them up. And
okay,
all
I did not.
Okay. But yeah, guy walked
catch them with a rocket net.
Grabbed it off a tree and ate it.
Is that how you get them?
The
wow,
top of the hour delicious. Is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Don't miss Coach Collins and the Cats at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season for matchups with Minnesota and Ohio State. Purchase tickets now at nusports.com. That's the voice of Danny Parkins. This is that of Dan McNeil.
I love walking into a room and the first words I hear coming out of the radio in Mitch's office are I've eaten night crawlers. That's the Bernstein and McKnight show is on the air.
Yes,
what we do. I love it.
I used to do it when I was teaching beginning fishing at camp, and the little kids are there with their Zebco reels and they've never fished before, and it's the first day, and you know, you explain the basics to them when you get out in the boat, and like, okay, I would always do it just to see the look on their face. I would take out the first big night crawler, just go. All right. Well, that was good.
Method to the madness trying to get them to not be afraid of it?
No, so they no would method at all.
Some just kid to, no, is just, in a therapy session right now talking about how his camp counselor ate a live nightcrawler right in front of him has caused him untold years of trauma and despair. And you're like, hey, it was kind of fun.
No, but just see an 8-year-old go, oh.
This guy's at his weekly appointment trying to get over what happened at summer camp.
Like, tastes like chicken?
Yeah.
Everything tastes like chicken if you can't describe it, right?
Meat and dirt.
I'm guessing salty.
No. It would have been better with salt,
gooey.
Actually.
Okay. Yeah. Weird. Next time.
Minnow out of the minnow bucket, too. That's another one. You just go.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hey, you're not wasting
dirt.
Animal flesh. I'll always salute that.
I will not go so far as to eat a leech, however, when we did have the leeches for bait.
Leeches.
Oh.
There's one thing I can't stand. It's leeches.
Pass.
Humphrey Bogart, an African queen. Connor, thanks for sharing the soundbite of the mountain lion attack survivor.
Oh, my God.
We were on that story a couple weeks ago when it came out, and it was great to hear that guy describe how he survived the attack. It was kind of chilling.
I was riveted, like eyes wide open the entire time I heard it. I couldn't believe, like, put yourself in those shoes.
Yeah, it's like
I'd rather not.
It's like those Sauconies. Like, why? Run away.
What's the Family Guy bit with Peter and the chicken? Like the 20 minute fight with the chicken over and over again. Yeah, the recurring fight. That's what I'm picturing. This was a long fight. Yeah. They're tumbling down an embankment.
The rock is too heavy to get good leverage on to hit it in the head. The sticks are breaking when you're trying to go for the jugular.
Because his other arm is still trapped in the mountain lion's jaw.
If only in my right wrist weren't trapped in the jaws of this creature.
Well, that's not going anywhere. Let's find a rock.
Was the guy strong? Like, do you give yourself a shot? To beat the mountain lion?
I think it said he went 6'1", 180 something. I mean, he really.
It looked like looking at me.
Yeah. It looked like looking at me.
Wow.
Like distance runner. He's a distance, like endurance trail runner kind of guy. So he's that type of build.
Yeah, thank you.
He's so cool and calm.
I wanted to ask questions.
I wanted to jump
into that news conference and start asking questions.
There's another 5 minutes. We didn't want to air the whole thing.
Well, I'll take it for myself.
But he starts talking
later
about like how. It got rough. Like he starts talking about the silence of it all, and just how it got real after that.
I'm gonna share that with my 28-year-old son, who 5 o'clock this afternoon is bound for a week of fun with buddies in Colorado, and they're gonna be outside every minute the sun is up. So one more thing to worry about. What else could go wrong in Colorado?
What are they gonna do? Are they gonna climb
skiing?
Or anything? Or just...
They're snowboarding. They're visiting all of the area shops where the bud doesn't fall far from the
seed. Those places.
They'll be fine. There's no crime there. I told Mac the issue is the drive home. That's the only issue.
Oh, he knows that.
When you go from Colorado, which has one set of laws, to Kansas, which has a very different set of laws.
The good news is,
there's cops everywhere.
They love those out-of-state plates. And the fortunate thing is, as you know, you don't have to bring it back from Colorado anymore. It is more accessible. Any gummies or any other treats you want, you can find them without crossing state lines.
Agreed.
And driving those.
I'm just saying.
He knows that. We had a long visit about
it. In places like Las Vegas, for instance.
I never will be able to stop being a Jewish mother. I just won't be. I mean, it never
ends. Being a parent.
You never spike the ball. You never do your touchdown dance. It is still worry. He said, text me every 6 hours, okay? And don't do it while you're driving. Just every 6 hours, shoot me a note. I'm okay.
Parenting is a life sentence, as my great-grandmother was fond of saying.
I'd choose no other sentence, though. I mean, loved every day of it. And your son's got a job, it sounds like, down the road. Well, rent a goalie, Jason Bernstein. Half pads will travel.
How about Toronto having that? It's that big a cottage industry that a guy could make $100,000 over, 6 years?
Something like that. What was it, like 3,000 goaltenders on this app?
Yeah, they said that there's 143 rinks in Toronto. But there is an app at work here in Chicago where I guess if your goalie's sick, what are you going to do? I mean, you can lose a skater and be fine. You can move somebody from offense to defense. You can move a winger into centerman. But
no one just puts on the pads and steps in. Do you have an emergency catcher? Why don't you have an emergency goalie?
You'd have to, but not many guys learn to play the position. It's not. It's like catching, very similarly. Not many guys want to do it.
Are there just basic fundamentals that you haven't learned as a skater growing up?
Oh yeah. Okay. It's lateral. It's so much more lateral.
I wouldn't think they'd be good, but I would think that you'd have to take someone from your own team.
I don't think you could get anybody who would be able to be a proper butterfly goalie. You might be able to play a conventional kick save, stick it away, hug the post kind of goaltender and try to be Gump Worsley and stack the pads.
Plus, it probably just gets so out of hand.
Was he a butterfly?
No, but if you're not trained in how to snap into a closed butterfly and pad up and do vertical, horizontal, reverse VH and all these different things, there's no way you could just get in there and do it.
I'm not saying it would go well. I just figured the rules were that someone on your own team would have to put on the pads and give it a go.
You just figure if you're skating at a certain level, wouldn't it be that like you're not there for a bum goaltender? You know, we didn't come out here to win 12-3 and that's what this is going to be.
Nobody wants
why
that.
Bother doing
right.
it? I got to imagine that's the case.
Okay.
I love your idea of Yelp reviews.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
This guy sucks.
This guy's terrible.
His glove hand is
glove side,
so
glove
slow.
Side, glove side.
His
just
vision
hit him.
Is awful.
Like a 3.5 on goalie grinder.
I love sticking around after the late practices when the men's leagues come to McFetridge. There's a Masters League, and it's really old guys.
Yeah?
Like, they're all older than I am.
The goaltenders?
They're all old. And there's one.
So they play with goalies.
Oh, they play hockey.
I wasn't sure if like it was a trash can.
The Chicago Masters, and there's one adorable guy who I think is the guy in charge of the league. I forgot his name, and he's got this big. He looks like Charles Durning.
I love Charles Durning.
It looks like Charles Durning on ice, which was not a show that did well.
I would guess that.
But it's just they're so into it, you know?
A couple of my buddies still play.
Yeah, they're getting after it. There's old dudes out there in uniforms and strapped up and going.
A little bit of breaking news here, fellas. I'm sure you'll get into it on the show later this afternoon. But from Mark Garagos, his desk. For the past several months, the counsel for Mr. Kaepernick and Mr. Reed have engaged in an ongoing dialogue with representatives of the NFL. As a result of those discussions, the parties have decided to resolve the pending grievances. The resolution of this matter is subject to a confidentiality agreement, so there will be no further comment by any party. It looks like the NFL and Colin Kaepernick have settled or resolved their differences one way or another.
Yeah. They cut a check because they have all the money.
Wow. That is not how I expected that to get resolved.
What do you think that one's worth?
Play arbiter. There's always what a do you think it's worth?
Anytime you think that somebody's
definitely
there's
eight
not
figures.
A number.
Definitely 8 figures. I mean,
yes.
Wasn't
right?
there the report?
Right? Eight figures?
Wasn't there the report that he turned down $20 million from the AAF to come out and get hit around a couple of times?
Or that's the
so
number
that's
that
a
he
starting
wanted?
Point.
Or that's, no, I don't think they wouldn't have 20
that's
million.
Starting
Revelle said it was actually more than $20 million.
Yeah.
But obviously they knew that this news was coming.
Who's that?
A Kaepernick. I would think, why would I go play in this other football league if my lawyers are telling me that the settlement from the real football league is about to come down?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think maybe we'll know if we start seeing what the charitable contributions are. I don't think he's winning this to throw it all in his pocket. I would be interested in what the next business moves are here.
Mike Florio set the over-under for the settlement at $49.5 million.
Wow. Yeah,
gentlemen, exactly. Where are you taking bets?
Well,
I'd take the over, honest to God. I'd take the over.
If he had the goods on him, like if they have to buy off a what the fines would actually be for the proof of collusion, what the actual make good would be.
I'd take the over.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Wow.
If they've got emails and communications or enough to prove with connection to something the president said, with it, which they said it really tied in to that, their fealty to him.
Well, it was the Baltimore Ravens owner too. Who said that they did polling of their fans to see whether or not, right? Because originally they said it was merit-based, and then they said we did polling of our fans to see whether or not they should bring him in.
And the league polled, too.
Right, and the Kaepernick team was like, well, there you go. You're not keeping me out for football reasons. Mm-hmm. You're keeping me out for public relations reasons, which any one team, you suppose, could make that decision to do. But if every single team makes the same decision— therefore, you have collusion.
You don't need every team either. It's just
you need a collaboration.
Our proof of collusion. Yeah. Yeah.
Or the league itself. Or something originating in the league offices themselves that could be seen as being acted on by more than one team.
I remember over a year ago saying on these airwaves that Kaepernick's protest worked. And it made people so mad. And I just thought that it was a statement of fact. Like, he became more powerful the moment that they took his platform away because it made him a crossover star.
The NFL has just sent out an identical statement. This is a true joint statement. It is word for word from Garagos and Garagos. Yes.
Yeah, you would expect that the confidentiality agreement benefits the NFL or is to protect the NFL more than Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah.
The whole point of Kaepernick's protest is to be outspoken and put things out there. The NFL has no business in wanting to do that, so therefore that confidentiality must shield the shield more than Cap.
You know, if it's anywhere near $50 million, congratulations.
Man, if it's half
nice
that,
going.
That's still a good chunk of cash.
When Danny said eight figures, I was thinking about $10 million, maybe $12 million. $50 million.
It's crazy too how things that people still get wrong. They're like, well, Kaepernick, he had a contract, and it's like, well, yeah, but they were going to cut him, and so he didn't sign for a pay cut because he got more money by being cut.
He didn't want to be a backup. Yeah, he said he would.
Yeah, he said he would. He was never brought in for offers after he got cut. Like, all of that stuff was on the record, and people just kept holding on to things that had been disproved years ago.
Yeah.
And then they saw crappy quarterback after crappy quarterback after crappy quarterback coming in. And then Cap would post workout videos being totally cut and be
just ready to go.
Having lunch with, I mean, eating with Chris Carter and him going on national TV and be like, yeah, Cap's working out 6 days a week and still wants to play and hasn't heard from any team. And everyone's like, nah, that's not what's but going on.
He like, didn't work out in my backyard.
Like, what do you mean he's telling you what's happening? Like, I know for a fact that they met with him. Like, that is, man, good for Cap. $50 million.
Because we're going to shorten this up today a little bit. What's other than in Cubs camp, and we'll have Addison Russell sound today. He's supposed to speak in just a little while. And with the White Sox and Machado, what are the other stories that, you know, pique your interest with these camps between the Cubs and Sox? What's more than just verbal masturbation at this point?
Early on in the show, I found it fascinating the way different pitchers are talking about their maturation and their practices. In one, you have Tyler Chatwood saying they recognized he was punching his fist out 90 degrees in a false glove tap thing, and he fixed that, and he's taking pictures of himself to figure it out. And then you had Lucas Giolito, who's doing neurofeedback.
Right,
to get
I heard you talking about that yesterday.
Of his brain. And then when asked about C.J. Edwards, Joe Maddon says, he's got to just not think about anything and go pitch. And it's incredibly baseball-y to have all those things be true, and that's where the Cubs are operating in the differential between what an algorithm says about what they're going to be and what they very confidently and somewhat positively arrogantly think they can be, because they believe that they can optimize all of that unquantifiable difference. And I think that's one thing very cool about baseball.
Okay. Cons, what are the stories that are intriguing? I know you're on board with baseball math and all that stuff.
Carlos Rodon's bounce back. Can he pitch you an entire healthy season?
What do you love about music, Russell Hammond? Everything.
It honestly is every single. I mean, can David Bodie play shortstop for 15 games while Addison Russell remains suspended? Does Albert Almora have the wherewithal to hit right-handed pitching? And can Kyle Schwarber hit left-handed pitching? Yeah. I just figured 20,
I gotcha.
And does he have that defensive versatility to begin with? Lucas Giolito needs to throw and throw well and throw off. I mean, there are a lot of storylines in both teams, but I'm a huge nerd, so I'll pick apart every one of them.
Welcome to the nerdery.
The producers want to make room for the possibility that Addison Russell could be speaking very soon. So,
okay, have a great weekend, guys.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.